Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
About a month ago, my father-in-law entered into glory after a long, painful struggle with cancer. Up until the end, he maintained the type of courageous hope which only Christ can inspire. I remember well the last time he gathered his family together and how we tried feebly to comfort him with the expectation of Christian reunion. We told him that soon he would see his brother, his parents, and friends of old. And he told us simply, "I just want to see God." The desire to see no one so much as God. This, I think, is the essence and the goal of the Christian faith. And it is also our greatest struggle. We love the world and all that is in it so much that it is difficult to turn from it. Christ may be at the top of my list, but the list is long, and each item has a certain hold on me. God's good gifts, as well as the desires of the sinful heart, each exerts its gravitational pull. I want to see God, but there is so much else that I don't want to lose sight of. And so it happened that after 6 days, our Lord took Peter, James, and John to a high mountain. This invitation-only mountain climb brought with it an air of expectation. Perhaps the Lord was leading his chosen few up Jacob's ladder into heaven itself. There they might catch a glimpse of the heavenly throne room where they would see Isaiah and the six-winged cherubim. And the disciples were not disappointed, for when they reached the top of the mountain, our Lord was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And no sooner had our Lord shown himself to be the bright star, so also did other heavenly luminaries appear: Moses, the hero of Mount Sinai, and Elijah, the hero of Mount Carmel. Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, three great stars in the constellation of heaven, three faces in the biblical Mount Rushmore, awaiting perhaps one of the three disciples to make a fourth. Peter understandably thought he was in heaven. "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And so often I hear people say that the first thing that they do when they enter heaven is to embrace a loved one, to embrace a long-lost friend. Others with loftier ambitions want to rush to the great heroes of the faith to discover whether, after his many flings, not-so-wise Solomon made it in, to inquire of Luther his thoughts on the church today, to ask St. Paul whether his genitive was objective or subjective. But amid such thoughts, a cloud descends and a voice is heard to say, "This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And at the voice, the disciples saw no one but Jesus. And this is the way it would remain. The disciples would see no one but Jesus, silent like a lamb led to slaughter. No one but Jesus, suffering under Pontius Pilate, dead and buried. No one but Jesus, risen for the justification of the world. And so it is in heaven. We gather with all the saints, but we gaze together on no one but our God and the Lamb who sits upon the throne. And we will say together with Moses and Elijah and the apostles and all the faithful departed, "It's good, Lord, to be here." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.